You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So I wanted to reiterate, enterprisers that are listening, Stacey Brown Randall has endorsed the process of podcasting a couple of few times. I want you guys to track this pattern. We've talked about patterns and figuring out what works and what doesn't. I feel like a street preacher on a soapbox when I'm telling folks, you need to be in this space. Whether you're guesting on shows, hosting your own shows, I always recommend doing both. You need to be in the space. So I have a person that has said it out of a mouth other than mine. Talk a little bit about the whole podcast world. No, actually, let me backtrack. I'm curious to know, I'm going to give you a two-part question. How do you use that data, what you're willing to share? And oftentimes I've found that the referral piece is difficult when people don't know who their target is and they're kind of everywhere. So I'd like you to address that a little bit. And then how are you using the data, what you're willing to share? Again, don't give away the farm. We know this is what you get paid to do. So just some insight on that data and how to better focus. Entrepreneurs, especially B2B, for some reason, focus and clarity is an issue. And it's going to be really, really difficult to track referral sources and all that stuff if you're trying to serve everybody.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully you can remember both parts of your question, because I'm going to dive into the first part of the data piece.
Yes.
And then you're going to have to ask me the second part again, because
I have it in my notes. I have it in my notes. We're good.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, I've already forgotten it. My apologies. Okay. So we use that data in a lot of ways, but let me talk about the most powerful way that we use the data. And then I'll hit the other ways and kind of like a highlight reel. The number one thing that every single person who works with me, who decides, yes, I want to take control of my referrals, I want to get more referrals, I want to build a referable business, the number one thing they all have to do, it's why it's also available for free, like I talk about on my podcast, it's in my book, it's on my website and our resources link, is identifying your referral sources. And most people don't come to me with that tracker I just talked about for the last 5 years. Most people come to me and they're like, oh, I don't know. Some people refer me. It's great. I wish I could have more of them. And so I then have them recreate that data from the last 3 to 4 years. You could just avoid that headache if you started tracking. Now, if you work with me, I'm still going to have you go back in time, because there is power in knowing who's referred you over the last couple of years. It's how we talk about our categories, our types, and our statuses of our referral sources. Like, we dig in on this stuff. This is not like, oh, maybe you one time said you were going to refer me and now we're just going to attack you. Like, we know everything in terms of like the performance of our referral sources in the past. So we're going to identify who our referral sources are. If you have that data tracked, you already know, hey, I had 17 clients last year, or maybe your number's 33 or 92, I don't know, but here's where all of them came from. And here's all the people who referred me a portion of those 92 or 33 clients from last year and the year before and the year before that. So the number one thing that we do for your low hanging fruit in your business is, if you have people who've referred you before, I want you to know who they are, because that's my fastest way to get you to triple, to double, triple, or quadruple your referrals in a short amount of time, is by taking better care of in a different way based on science and the right language for those people who've referred you before. So if you have people who've referred you before, you know it because you tracked it, right? We want to know who those people are, because that's the fastest way I can get you more referrals. The example I gave you with Amanda, having to take brand new people who've never referred you, going to take longer. That's not happening in a couple of months. I mean, it could, but it's usually not, right? And so we just need to know where we're starting from. That's why that data is so important. But when you track that data, not only do you know who your referral sources are, so we know who to take care of to get more referrals from, but here's the other things that we know. And here's kind of like the highlight reel, and I can dive into any of them you want me to. But we know the relationship between the referral, like those clients that are being referred to you, and those that are coming from other areas, like your podcast guesting, or you have your own podcast, right? So we can make smart business decisions on where we spend our time and resources. Diving in specific from a referral perspective, I can then see your closing ratio. I can recognize, oh, you got a low closing ratio for the referrals you're receiving. Why is that? I can dig into individual referral sources and your closing ratio by them to realize maybe it's actually how the referral source is setting you up. We can work on that. I can also pay attention to quality issues. Are you getting referred a whole bunch of people that are not your ideal client? Well, while it's lovely to get referrals, it's better to get referrals that can actually pay you money. So we talk about quality issues from there as well. And then we use that information as part of our strategies, because knowing who's referred you throughout the year helps us as we're building out your year-long plan and the things we're going to do the following year. That only allows us to take better care of your referral sources. So then we also use that data to support some of the outreach or touch points we do for our referral sources as well. So that was a lot, but we use that data a lot. It's very valuable.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.